internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
It is the podcast of the Stephen Roy Show. Gave you a little preview there of Kiss This. Leftist idiots can kiss this. They can. So, yeah, I don't care if you say mean S on X at Stephen Roy Radio. This podcast is for the 20th of July, 2024. And yes, I am the Stephen Roy. I did it the opposite this week. I started the Rumble. We looked at the Trump flag for Trump 2024. Got my Trump T-shirt on. Got another little Trump flag outside out front. It's one of those little flags that hangs off of a little flag holder. So when he started the Rumble, then I put the high-tech iPad on the tripod, and now we're doing the podcast on Radio Free Dish Nuts. Thank you, Dish Nut Pat, all the Dish Nuts, for broadcasting our show. And thank you for everyone who makes the Game Bird server possible, without which there would be no podcast. Oh, the Stephen Roy Show. People contact me on X. How can I see your show? Well, you probably didn't look at my profile very good, because at the pinned at the top of the profile is always a link to the Rumble. So you can see this video broadcast, this Rumble, pinned at the top of my X at Stephen Roy Radio. You can also find me on Rumble. Just go to Stephen Roy Radio on the Rumble, rumble.com. And if you want to listen to the podcast, the Gamebird server link of all the podcasts, or the last several podcasts, is at the top of my X. Doesn't even feel like I have my hearing aids on, but they're there. They're there. I know it sounds different without them. And then I got an app on my phone right here. I got Bluetooth on my hearing aids so I can stream stuff, which is really cool. Oh, my left one is not showing up. Oh, well. I'm sure it's working. If I touch it, I don't know. I don't know if it's working. Oh, well. If it is not, then I will survive. After the Rumble is over, I can, as I'm playing music on the podcast, I can go put my hearing aid on the charger and then see if it links up again that away. Yeah, only my right one's connected to Bluetooth, and that's okay. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. We'll keep going. So let's go to the Twitter at Stephen Roy Radio and see what's happening there. Thank you to all of my new listeners of the podcast. Thank you for watching on the Rumble. I've got more people going to the Rumble than ever, and that's awesome. And I do appreciate that. Did you see Melania? You know, Dee always asks me, how come Melania is not doing any public appearances, David? And, yeah, that's exactly how she talks. Good thing Dee's not here, or she wouldn't like that. No, Melania was there at the Republican National Convention, and she was as beautiful as ever. Some of my colleagues have said, you know, I think she's prettier than ever. And I think she might have lost a little weight. Yeah, probably with all the BS that Donald's been going through. I wouldn't doubt that at all. So let's go to here and click replies so you can see everything going on the Rumble. Susan posted this, and it is true. God's favor will surround you like a shield. Psalm 5:12. Thank you, Susan, for posting that. It is true. Make no mistake about it. What is happening in the United States today is a battle between good and evil. What is happening in London is a battle between good and evil. The British citizens in London need to take back Londonistan. What's happening in Ireland is a battle between good and evil. My Irish brothers and sisters, yes, I'm majority Irish on my dad's side. My Irish brothers and sisters need to take back Irelandistan. Yes, I'm also English. On my dad's side, I'm majority Irish, English, and a tiny bit of Scandinavian. Who knows? Maybe every Western European has that. Didn't know that until my dad had a DNA test several years ago. May God rest his soul. Lost my dad in 2021. On my mom's side, I'm Belgian, French, and German. My mom's father, my great-grandfather, Emile de Mazy, was a famous painter. Came here from Belgium in 1899, legally. My grandfather was first-generation American, spoke fluent French because they spoke it in the home. And then he met my grandmother in L.A., and my grandmother was French and German. She was first-generation American. So my mom was second-generation American. On my mom's side, I'm third-generation American. But the first ancestor that came here, according to relatives that researched this, was in 1736. The first member of my family came here in 1736, long before the United States even existed as a nation. And, you know, we always thought he was English. Well, turns out he was probably Irish, since I'm majority Irish on my dad's side. Who knows? Do we know? I post funny memes all the time on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Check this out over here. Who is this? Tanya Harding. It says Democratic Party. And this is Nancy Kerrigan. It says Joe Biden. Because the Democrats are trying to oust Biden from this campaign. And that's fine. And they can give it to Kabbalah. You know who I predict is going to run? I predict the presidential nominee will be Kabbalah because they have no other way of transferring the money. All the money that's been raised by leftist Dems can only go to Kabbalah or nobody else. So I predict they're going to make her the nominee and Hakeem Jeffries the vice president. That way, when she loses her A to President Trump, they're going to say, oh, it's racist. It's so racist. It's racist. Yep. I'm looking at the screen, and I know I shouldn't, but it is totally normal. It's lower in volume when I'm talking like this, and that's okay. Because I'm sure it sounds fine on the rumble, and we're not going to rumble forever since we're already 13 minutes into it. Mm-hmm. Hazel posted this, and it's a quote of somebody. We'll see if you can figure out who it is. Whatever the square root of not giving an F is, that's where I am. Who is that? J.K. Rowling. And I agree with her. You know, and I've told the story before on the show. I'm going to tell it again. I've always been a very emotional person, and I've become more emotional after my minor stroke in 2018. It affected my speech a little bit. I have less vision down here than before, as I found out when I went to the eye doctor last December. Got glasses for the first time in 25 years because I had LASIK in 99. Anywho, so I wear glasses to see far, and I can see okay without them, but I see better with them. So I wear them. Like when I go to the movie theater. Last night, Dee and I went to see Twisters. And it was good. I'm not going to say it was spectacular, but it was good. As an action movie, not as good as the first one. It never is. But we enjoyed it. The effects were amazing, as you would expect. So anywho, I'm digressing. I can remember stuff over 50 years ago, but I can't remember 5 minutes ago. J.K. Rowling. So I used to get all emotional when I was a kid when stuff would happen, and if I cried or something, you know, kids would make fun of me. And then one day my fifth grade teacher sat me down and told me a story. Mr. Murphy. He said, let me tell you a story, Steve. I was in Vietnam, and I went in with I enlisted with my buddy on the buddy plan. So my buddy and I went to Vietnam, and we were going down a road in a Jeep, and I heard a loud pop. And I looked over, and half of my buddy's head was blown off. He said, I cried for 3 days. And when my fellow soldiers, I assume he was in the army, when my fellow soldiers made fun of me, you know what? I didn't care. I cried for 3 days because I was so upset for losing my best friend. And you know what that taught me? Why give an F what anyone thinks of you? Why? You know, if somebody's a hater, and hates me because of my political views or whatever, hey, God bless you. May God have mercy on your soul. I pray for people like that. I pray for people on social media. When they say mean S, I block them after I say, may God have mercy on your demonic soul. And I pray for them to be saved from themselves. I thank God every day for saving me from myself because I didn't like the way I was living. I'm not perfect now. If I scroll down to today's verse of the day, it's absolutely true. I said, how awesome is that? Referring to J.K. Rowling. Just like J.K., if anyone doesn't like my opinions, just GTFO. That means just get the F out. Just go away. Unfollow me, lest I block you forever. Forever. Doing a bribe and whisper. Creepy boy. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. If you don't like me, bye-bye. And other people said a lot of good stuff. Sanctus posted something so funny. Behold the field in which I grow my F's. Lay thine eyes upon it, and thou shalt see that it is barren. The field in which he grows his F's. That is freaking hilarious. I'm going to have to give him a couple laughing emojis to that one. Awesome. I'm not going to save it, but that is great. That is great. He posted something from Johnny Midnight, who does follow me. This needs to be posted daily until that SOB is arrested and stands trial. Michael Byrd murdered Ashley Babbitt January 6, 2021. Yes, he did. At the orchestrated false flag event. And I told you the story all about it last week. So watch last week's Rumble. And I won't go through the whole deal again, but that is exactly what happened. I record this every week, and you know, it's not high tech. It's just me in my studio, and you can see my head's all washed out. I should put makeup on my bald head, and then it wouldn't be so glary, right? Well, I have two lights, right? And they are glary today. I don't know why they're more glary. Maybe I should sit back more. I can move the mic back probably. Let's see. Yes, I can move the mic back. So there you go. The mic is back. I could sit back more. That's not quite as glary. But I have two studio lights. I have one there and I have one over there. You can't see. And the light is filtered. It's super high tech. I have two floodlights and I filter them with wax paper to make the light less harsh, but as you can see, it's pretty harsh. Anyway, you got to see this video. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I hear it streaming in my ear, so you won't hear it. She tries to make it look like she's at the Republican National Convention. But this idiot is standing in front of a freaking LED monitor. She's moving around like she's moving her phone, like she's moving. No, She's in front of a freaking green screen or a monitor or something. And she's not there. She's not there at the convention. It's probably a green screen. Look at how she's moving the camera. It's like she's moving a phone like she's at the convention. She is not. She's in a studio. So Joyless Reed, Circleback Fake Red, Saki, and Rachel Mancow are actually doing their live reporting from the RNC, right? No, they're not there. They're actually sitting in front of an LED screen, which is why they haven't been able to find them all week, which is why Savannah hasn't been able to find them all week. They are not at the event because Savannah Hernandez, who posted this, is there. She hasn't found them because they're not there. They're faking it. And you know what my response was? That's just libtarded. Because it is. Let's follow Savannah. And Savannah is from TPUSA. Turning Point USA, I believe, is the name of the organization. So I followed Savannah. If she doesn't follow me back by the morning, I'm going to unfollow her. Look, this is the bottom line. You see this crowd? This is the kind of crowd that greets President Trump wherever he goes. This is the enthusiasm for the Trump campaign. I don't care who the Dems prop up. I don't care if they prop up cackling Kabbalah. I don't care who they prop up. They're going to lose. The only way they're going to win is by massive fraud election. And to do that, after the S show that's been the last 4 years, our grocery bill is doubled. I thank God every day that Dee and I have good jobs because our grocery bill has doubled. Gas is $3 a gallon here in Texas, here in West Texas. And you're saying, but David, I live in California and in Skankafonia, it's $7 a gallon. Yeah, that's from tax. That's from tax. When I came here to West Texas in 2017, gas was $1.75 a gallon. It should be less than half of what you're paying now. Do you think it makes sense to put oil in a tanker and then send it all the way around the planet to Houston where there are refineries? Does that make sense? No, it does not. Let me tell you where our gas comes from. The Permian Basin is the largest oil field in the lower 48. You can't drive anywhere here in West Texas without seeing pump jacks, without seeing the oil industry pumping oil. There, I can tell you where the closest refinery is that I know of. It's in Big Spring, which is south of here, like a couple hours drive. That's where the closest refinery is. Then the gas comes back from Big Spring. Do you think here in Texas we need the rest of the country? No, we do not. There are farms all over Texas. There are farms here in West Texas. You can buy organic produce grown on a farm right here in West Texas. Now, the one number one crop in West Texas is cotton. The number two crop in West Texas, number two agricultural product, is cattle. We have the best beef I have ever had in my life here in West Texas. Before that, the best beef I had ever had was in Southwest Kansas, where the largest feedlots in the world are. In the world, from horizon to horizon, you can drive by feedlots. That's how many feedlots there are in Kansas. Now you're thinking, David, that's so inhumane, having a cow, having a bull in a feedlot. That's not how they live their life. They live their life on the plains. They live their life grazing in 1,000-acre ranches. That's where these cows spend their life, unless they're a dairy cow. If they're a dairy cow, they're probably even pampered more, right? Because they can go into a barn. No, they live their life on the range, and then they're brought to a feedlot like 3 months before they are processed. And then they eat corn and alfalfa until the day of reckoning. When I was with my ex-wife, she said we would go by a processing plant, and they had huge, huge processing plants in Southwest Kansas. And she'd say, I don't even want to know what goes on in there. As you see cattle trucks going into the plant and coming out empty. I don't want to know what goes on in there. I'm like, where do you think you get your steak? Where do you think you get your hamburger? Do you think it's produced by effing magic? No. It goes through a meat processing plant. I don't care if you're eating chicken. It's going through a chicken processing plant. If you like sausage, if you like pork like I do, if you like brisket, well, guess what? That goes through one, too. If you like pork bellies, yeah, it's processed in the plant. Now, I will admit, when I was in Southwest Kansas, I saw pigs going into a plant in a cattle truck, and I saw a pig looking out at me, and he looked like this. What is happening? Yeah, pigs are actually closer to us genetically than, say, cattle. And so the hog farms are fairly tightly regulated. And for example, you can only have X number of hog farms every mile. You can't go from this hog house to this hog house without changing your boots. You can't wear your same boots from house to house because disease can be transmitted. And they are close to us genetically. So there you go. There is not this level of excitement for leftist Dems. There is just is not. And if you really want the S show to double your groceries, double your gas, everything's higher because energy is higher. And it makes no sense to be tanking oil all the way around the planet when we can pump it here. When President Trump was ousted from office with the massive fraud election in 2020, we were energy independent. We were energy independent means we were exporting oil. And we need to do that again. Oh, we still are, but I guarantee you it's not a lot. I know we still are because I saw ships in Corpus Christi that were loading up, and they were tankers. All right. Here was Melania as she was going into the RNC. She looks so beautiful. Here's another picture of her with J.D. Vance. His wife, Ursa, was awesome. Ursa? I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong. Oh, I've seen so many funny memes about this poor lady. I mean, I almost feel sorry for her. Can't get her pistol in her holster. So sad. You know, I've seen her compared to Pat. Remember Pat? Pat was the not sure what sex she is. The sexual identity challenged woman that was on SNL. Great character, by the way, Pat. She's been compared to Pat. I feel sorry for her. But the fact is this. You can't have a 5'6 woman who's at least slightly obese on a Secret Service detail when President Trump is like 6'2 and a big man. So this is the test. Every firefighter nationwide, every Secret Service agent, they have to be able to carry my big A 100 yards. If you can't carry my big A 100 yards, you cannot be a Secret Service agent. That is the requirement. Mm-hmm. Lots of talk about the CrowdStrike outage. It was either one of two things, hackers or incompetence. Just like the assassination attempt was either planned and poorly executed, or there was total incompetence. It's only one or the other. Well, Tapin, it can't be that cut and dry. There's so many shades of gray. No, there is good and evil. President Trump is good, and whoever tried to kill him, be it that nutball who had, you know, total incompetence, Secret Service details. Do you know that they only had 7 agents guarding President Trump? 7. Not 6, not 8, 7. 7 agents guarding President Trump. Why? Because they diverted a bunch of them to go to some rally that Dr. Babysitter Jilly was going to in Pennsylvania. Not going to talk about that, idiot. Not going to talk about pedos. I'd like to see this interview with, it was Dan Bongino and Tucker Carlson. I'd like to see that. I haven't watched any Tuckers in a while. I've been slacking. Mm-hmm. There's lots of conspiracies going around regarding the assassination attempt. A widespread Billy Gates outage disrupted flights, banks, media outlets, and companies around the world Friday. And then I had to comment on that, and that did that. Oh, I don't even know if I should mention this. No, I'm not going to. Let's keep it family friendly. That's going to do it for the Rumble for this week. So thank you so much for watching. Hey, you have a good day. You have a good week. You have a good night. Yes, now you have to. Beep. That's it for the Rumble. Let's get the iPad stand to put it here on the table. We can move the microphone back now to a comfortable point to do the podcast. And let's play some music. so we can continue on with the podcast. Where do we leave off? Oh, I know. I previewed this. Yeah.
What you say?
We're gonna play some Aaron Tippin for you, and I got my volume all messed up here. So let's turn that back down. We press stop. Let's turn this up and click this. There he is, Aaron Tippin. That's my message for any idiot out there hell-bent on destroying the United States. You can hiss this.
She was a woman on a mission here to drown him and forget him. So I set her up again to wash him down. And she had just about succeeded with that low-down, no-good cheating. Good for nothing, came strutting through the crowd. All he was leaning on so thick, he never missed a lick, professing his never-ending love. Oh, but I never will forget when she stood up and said, "So I guess you think we're just gonna kiss and make up, don't you?" And that's what she said. "Why don't you kiss? Hey, kiss this. And I don't mean on my rosy red lips. Me and you, I went through. And there's only one thing left for you to do. You just come on over here one last time. Fuck her up and close your eyes and kiss her this goodbye." Well, the next thing I recall, she had him back against the wall, chewing him like a bulldog on a bone. She was putting him in his place, and I mean right up in his face, dragging him down a list of under wrongs. It was just about now that the crowd gathered round. They'd come to watch him pay for his every sin. She called him everything under the sun, and when we thought that she was done, she reared back and she let him have it again, man. She said, "Why don't you kiss? Hey, kiss this. And I don't mean on my rosy red lips. Hey, me and you,
went through.
And there's only one thing left for you to do. You just come on over here one last time. Fuck her up and close your eyes and kiss her this. Hey, kiss this. And I don't mean on my rosy red lips. Hey,
me and you,
I went through. And there's only one thing left for you to do. You just come on over here one last time. Fuck her up and close your eyes and kiss her this goodbye. Hey, kiss this goodbye.
See ya."
Oh my God, RFD!
Sing my share of broken halos, folded wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go, broken halos that used to shine. Angels come. Don't go asking Jesus why. We're not meant to know the answers. They belong to the by and by.
Everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really has a chance. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD. Thank you.
volume, pump up the volume, dance.
Can I get that? Coke? Could I get that Henny? Could I get that Margarita on the rock, rock, rocks? Could I get salt all around that rum, 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 rum tray? I was like, yo, Trey, do you think you could buy me a bottle of rosé? Okay, let's get it now. I'm with a bad bitch, he's with his friends. I don't say hi, I say keys to the Benz. Keys to the Benz, keys to the Benz. Muff, muff, not yet, yeah, B to the 10. If a try to get cute, I'm a snuffer. Double a lot of money, out of done, y'all fucker, fucker, fucker. Then y'all fucker, then I'ma go and get my Louis Vuitton fucker. Excuse me? I'm sorry, I'm really such a lady. I rep Young Money, you know Slim, baby. And we be doing donuts while we waving the beat, beat, beat. We give a lot of money to the babies out in Haiti, yelling all around the world. Do you hear me? Do you like my body? Anna Nikki. Rest in peace to Anna Nicole Smith. Yes, my dear, you're so explosive. Say hi to Mary, Mary and Joseph. Now bottoms up and double my dose.
Bottoms up, bottoms up. Never see you coming. Got a couple bottles.
Train, bottoms up,
bottoms up,
get the pants that flex. And dry.
Oops, you don't want to hear that. How about some deed light? Doesn't that sound good? Yeah, love
How
that.
How do you say, de groovy? How do you say, de gorgeous? Ooh la la, la 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 la. How do you say, delight, 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 delight?
We're going to dance, and have some fun.
Satisfaction when we're done, satisfaction of what's to come.
RIAA, bite me.
Denied!
From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I pledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nacho for all. Go!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chin. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
This is your cable guy, Stephen Roy. It is the 20th of July, 2024. Guess what time it is? It's the rant-free second hour. That's right. Less teaming, more music. Let's start with this one. If you haven't seen the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders documentary that's on the Flix, I highly recommend it. I want to go to Arlington, obviously, to see a Cowboys game. Dee's been there. She says it's deafening inside that massive dome with 100,000 of your closest friends. But I want to hear this song and see the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, too. No, not because it's beautiful girls, though they are. Because now I appreciate what they do when they hear this song.
Oh my God, RFD!
This is RFD.
Bad blame Beverly Hills. There ain't a possum shank to be bought around here at any price. What good is having $68 million? I ask you.
Well, this morning is good for getting a lot of paper signed for Mr. Crazy.
He was doing that when I met him.
Radiac, when did the
Chop! 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 rapping here, they're rapping there, but she's climbing on the wall. It's a clear case, said Commissar, cause all the children know. They were sliding down into the valley, they're all slipping on the same snow. Here the children
don't turn around.
Uh-oh.
The Commissar's in town.
Uh-oh.
He's got the power and you're so weak and your frustration will not let you speak. La la la.
Stephen Roy Show, Der Kommissar. Great song. Great song. That's why I play for you here on the Rant Free second hour. Weather's been good today. Not nearly as hot as it has been in days. Not nearly as hot. Don't even have the fan on in the studio today. That's going to do it for me today on the podcast. You know, before I lived here in West Texas, well, I've lived here 7 years. Before that, I was in Northern California for 12 years, but I lived in 4 different places in 12 years. So I've lived here for 7 years in West Texas, not planning on leaving, even after we win the Powerball tonight. We will build many things that we have envisioned, that God has envisioned for us. We will do those things after we win the Powerball tonight. I'm going to play some artists that I've actually seen before. This one I saw in Seattle. Love his music. Don't know what he's doing now. I haven't really looked it up. But I saw him live in Seattle. Loved it so much at the Pikes Market Festival. Loved Adrian Xavier's music so much. Bought a CD. So these are actually from the CD that I bought. And that had to be 2008. Summer of 2008. At the Pikes Market Festival. So there you go. So Dee's never been to Seattle. We're going to go there in a few weeks, and I will show her that area of Seattle. And then we're going to go to Alaska. I'm not going to tell you when, though, because I don't do that on the Stephen Roy podcast. That's going to do it for me today. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next week. Hey, you have a great day. You have a great evening. You have a great week. Yes, now you have to. So I led a gypsy life. That's why this is such a good song from Adrian Xavier.
Life is a journey. Make no mistake, it is what we give, not what we take. All along the way, know what you do, know what you say. Watching the full moon rise over the sea, oh, well, it's the only life for me, the gypsy's life.
or would I never stop dreaming? Wherever we go, the celebration begins. Feast for the family and friends. All through the night, around the fire we spin. To the sound, to the sound, to the sound of the violin. Well, it's the only life for me, the gypsy's life. City, town to town we roam. But love and the romance, a sweet song and dance. All to see the sun rising over a brand new country. Well, it's the only life for me, the gypsy's life.
Show you how to do-si-do. I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, and I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem. I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friend saw a platypus. Me and my friend made a comic book, and guess how long it took. I can do anything that I want, cause look, I can keep rhythm with no metronome. No metronome. No metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone. On the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me, just called to say that it's good to be alive in such a small world. I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run the business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance, cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule. Of a molecule, of a molecule.
feels so good to be alive. And on top, my reach is global, my tower secure, my cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command, because I can guide a missile by satellite, by satellite, by satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope, through a telescope, through a telescope. And I can end the planet in a holocaust, 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 in a holocaust.
I ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars.
Well, I thought that I had seen most everything. And if jaded was a people, I'd be the king. So cold to what a brand new day could bring. So icy cold to all the wonder that should be moving me. Overthinking you, hot like June. I'm jumping out my skin just trying to catch a view.
This is RFD.
Lord bless you.
his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
Children, and their children, may his presence. got a front row seat to the madness. I pick up my phone every morning out of habit. I've been fiending for the drama, yeah, I said it. I'm addicted to the rush, need a medic. When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. Losing sight of the thing that we're needing, that we're needing. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Have we all gone mad? Have we lost our minds? What used to be wrong, we say that is right. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Take a good long look in the mirror. Search my heart and soul, make it clearer. Help me take your love, trade the bitter. Leave it in the dust, help me leave it in the dust, Lord. We've been preaching, we've been drinking in the vanity. Now it's got us questioning our sanity. And we wonder how we get all this anxiety. It's clear to me. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus.
To do the same thing for me. never changes, never changes. You heard your children, then you hear your children now. You are the same God, you are the same God. You answered prayers back then, and you will answer now. You are the same God, you are the same God. You were providing then, you are providing now. You are the same God.
You are the same.
Every change.